Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about this segment, especially because it's one of the things I've gotten to do over the years is introduce you to our 16th President of the United States, President Abraham Lincoln. It's Memorial Day, and I've asked President Lincoln to join us and to talk to us a little bit about his thoughts on Memorial Day. President Lincoln, welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad that you welcome me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you for being here. And, you know, Memorial Day really got its start about the time, well, actually right after the Great War that you were part of, that you wrote about so much.
Yes, indeed. Actually, it's altogether fitting that we remember what has happened in the past. In fact, a nation that does not know its past is ignorant. Teach it. A nation that lives in its past is asleep. Awaken it. A nation that does not learn from its past is in danger. Warn it. A nation that understands its past but is not bound by it is destined for greatness. Follow it.
Who said that? Did you say that?
Yes, I just did,
and I'm well done, well said, and I
actually that's my own.
Yeah, and I'm that's very impressive. I love that. I'll have to get that written down somewhere and give you credit for that when I use it sometime in the future. So President Lincoln, what do you think about Memorial Day? When we have in the Civil War. There's new evidence that says that not 500,000, but maybe as much as 700,000 lost their lives in that great conflict to reunite the United States. These are people, along with the others in all the other conflicts, who gave all their tomorrows so that I could have today.
Well said. Actually, in any civil war, it's almost impossible to get an accurate figure of all that died. Records get destroyed, people die, go missing, that you don't know whether they're victims of the conflict or not. And then when you add up all of what you today call collateral damage, that is civilians who are killed by exploding shells that were aimed at the military, people who starve to death because there are no crops or food, or they are killed by plagues or disease that are brought on by what war makes happen. They're probably the 700,000 might even be a low number if you add all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd begun by talking about how important the past is.
Mm-hmm.
One of my successors, Harry Truman, said something very wise. I pay attention to what people before me and after me said.
I can see that.
one of them, Harry Truman, said, this is a wonderful thing, the only new thing in the world is the history you don't know.
Hmm. What do you think he meant by that?
I think he meant that, and by the way, Harry Truman steeped himself in history. He was a great student of the presidency,
mm-hmm.
as incidentally I was.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized that history does repeat itself. For example, in every effort at people's government, republics in the past, they had disintegrated because factions in the republic eventually could not solve their differences peaceably, and they split apart.
Mm-hmm.
John Adams had said, every republic eventually commits suicide. And so he, and for example, even under Andrew Jackson in the 1830s, he was number 10, I was number 16. Andrew Jackson, there was almost a civil war under Andrew Jackson. It was the nullification crisis, mm-hmm. and the militia were actually drilling in South Carolina, and Andrew Jackson sent word down to Mr. Calhoun, and he said, you can talk all you want to, but if you do anything, I'll have 100,000 troops in South Carolina within just a matter of days, and people will be swinging. I'll hang a few people. and somebody asked my predecessor, Mr. Jackson, somebody said, they were talking about it, and they said, do you think Andrew Jackson will actually hang anybody? And he replied, whenever Andrew Jackson starts talking about hanging anybody, you better start looking for a rope.
President Lincoln, thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.